walking on the inside, steering clear of that dark line. How do you know if you never try? Dreamer, dreamer, you are not that. Made you think that you could be that. You know you're a different person every day when you wake up. We are all just reflecting. Life could truly be.
Matter and Blues.
Going Rogue.
And that was exciting. Welcome back, and we're going to let you know what you need to be getting into this weekend.
We got Dave Johnson here again to tell us about a very special show going on tomorrow at the High Dive.
Hello,
tell
again.
Us all about it, man.
Yeah, tomorrow at High Dive, it's been kind of evolving since it was booked. There's a band out of Miami, some friends of ours, called Electric Kiff, which, if you don't know about them, they're... I don't have enough good things to say about them. They have a new record out called Heist. Look it up. But they hit us up. We've done some touring a little bit with them before. They booked a date in Gainesville and hit us up and wanted us to join it. And, of course, we did. And it started out as a two-band bill. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, we're just going to do two bands, keep it simple, keep overhead low, cheap tickets, sweet. And then we started thinking about it and like, well, we... Locochino and Electric Kiff both love to jam. We mm-hmm. love to improv. If we're ever at a house party hanging out, we're going to just pick up instruments and play. So why don't we do that? Why don't we do that as a third set? And we thought, okay, we'll keep it a two-band bill. We'll bring in, we'll do a third set, but it'll just be Locochino and Electric Kiff together, completely improv for like an hour. Just, it'll be awesome, right? So we hooked that up. We figured out we had more room on the soundboard for inputs. And so the next idea was like, well, let's bring in some special guests.
Let's fill them up.
We have friends. They love to play. So we started, we all put a name in the hat and said, okay, who do you want to invite to come jam? So we did. We called them up and to invite them. And so cool. So now it's kind of a big show. We made a whole different like event page for it, a different poster for Stank Jam, it's called.
Yes.
So Stank Jam is like the opening set to the Locochino Electric Kiff show.
So it's going to be the first set of the
night. Yeah, the first set. Cool. At 8:30, like doors at 8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then, just a couple of days ago, Jason Matthews from Electric Kiff calls me up. He was like, hey, Leisure Chief's on tour. They're from Orlando. they're headed back home, and they have a TBA date on their tour calendar. Can they join? I'm like, well, yeah. So this is three bands that all get around to regional music festivals mm-hmm. together. So we know each other from that circuit. Like if mm-hmm. we go to Orange Blossom Jamboree or Halloween or Electric Kiff's played at Ground Up down in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so we cross paths a lot at music festivals. We'll be at each other's camp or sitting in on our set, stuff like that.
Right.
So it's really like three bands that are all kind of friends and know each other that all like to improvise, and all of us sits in with each other anyway. As one sort of like snapshot of that part of a music festival in Gainesville mm-hmm. over at High Dive, you know?
Nice. That's going to be a good
time. They're going to be, I think Leisure Chief is playing right after Stank Jam mm-hmm. and then it'll be Electric Kiff and then Loco Chino finishes the night out.
Well, check this out, guys. If you're listening right now and you want free tickets to the show, we got two to give away. So if you want to give us a call at 352-888-4807, go ahead, John. What's it again?
That's 352-888-4807.
Yeah, you can be live here on the radio and talk to us real quick and get your free tickets. So give us a buzz right now, 352-888-4807, for two free tickets to the Loco Chino Electric Kiff Leisure Chief / Jam Session, inaugural mm-hmm. Stank Jam.
The inaugural Stank Jam.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, we want to, we thought it sounded cool, I guess is the only reason, really.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted a name for the jam, and we want to make it into kind of an institution over time. We want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there's a special, like a specifically unique group of people in town, we want to try to get them together under the same roof and have another Stank Jam. So there's going to be a Stank Jam 2 and a Stank Jam 3, but this is the first one to get our bearings. And, yeah, and by the way, the entirety of Loco Chino and Electric Kiff is going to be set up at the same time on stage. Two drum kits,
oh, wow.
both bass
oh,
wow. players, which can mm-hmm. be weird, but that'll mm-hmm. be awesome too. Like, it's going to be at least very interesting, but the potential to just create gold mm-hmm. is there. And
well,
that's what I love about jams,
like that,
is
yeah.
like you never really know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's at least good, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's like mind-blowing.
Right.
And I can't guarantee that, of course, mm-hmm. but yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
what are some of the cool special guests you have coming to? I know you got Jose yeah. Pinheiro from yeah. Jose is the show.
Yep, Jose was actually at the house rehearsing with us a little bit last night. An old friend that moved back in town, he moved to Tampa for a while, got his master's in music, and now he's back in town. And he was at the house last night, Ryan Hires. His mom was actually my art teacher in high school.
Nice.
And then I left, went to the Navy for like 9 years. And during that time, my brother became really good friends with him. So he's going to be there on trombone. Josh Letterman of the Funky Miracle, he's got a show Saturday, I think,
mm-hmm.
is going to be there sitting in with us. We've got, I forget Alex's last name.
I think Tristan
name.
Harvey's playing. Right?
Tristan Harvey's going to be there, yeah. of Harvey and Whistle. So is Terry Whistle's going to be there. Yeah, so
Andy's playing too. Andrew.
The trumpet guy?
Yeah.
Lorenzisky or something? I can't say his last
That's
name.
Why I let you
yeah,
play.
I forget his last he's name. I had it written well. Down, but yeah, mm-hmm. he plays the Macarega Samba.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Jazzology.
Well. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's there's a lot of representation in the house on Friday for sure.
Cool. That's going to be a good time out there at the High Dive. Again, if you want free tickets to the show, give us a buzz at 352-888-4807. Anything else you guys want to say before we take a quick commercial break and bring in the vows?
We got a Coffee Project playing at Lucy's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, it's Water is Life. Yes, I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And Vows is playing there as well. And,
at Lucy's?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, this is at CMC.
Oh, the CMC. So we got the Vows and Water is Life at...
So the event's called Water is Life.
Oh, the event's called Water is Life.
Yeah, cool. And it's Vows. What's the second band? Funky Miracle is playing second. We just talked about that.
Yeah, that's Josh Letterman.
Oh, yeah, he's coming
project
guys.
I was talking
yeah,
about.
Cool,
and
cool,
Dylan
cool.
Rose, too. He's one of my personal favorite DJs.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. So, yeah, that'll be a good time. Friday night, you're going to check us out at the High Dive. Saturday, you're going to see us at the CMC. And right now, you're about to listen to a commercial break, and we're going to bring in the vows after this. Party on.
Gainesville!
You want to sell me the fresh air? Wanna dim that part of me that really cares. You want me reaching for that shining gold, but you can't have my soul.
You just heard Shining Gold on Going Rogue Radio. Welcome, Vows. It's good to see you here in the studio.
It's good to see you guys, too. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, real quick, we're going to go around the rooms. Please introduce yourself and let us know what you play.
I'm Russ, and I play bass guitar and sing. And I just want to say a quick, hi, Russ. Hi, Russ the Third.
I'm Amy, and I sing.
Jordan?
I'm Jordan. I play the guitar and the melodica.
Hey, I'm Tristan. I play drums and make really weird noises.
I'm Caitlin. I play the banjolele and sing.
Ooh, banjolele. That's an interesting-sounding instrument.
It definitely is.
It's an interesting-sounding word, too. Banjolele.
Banjo-uke.
Okay, so how did Vows get together? How'd you guys all start and play?
We all met at the Jam, which is a local venue for live music a while back, and it was a place where everybody could just come and express themselves sort of freely, and as it was kind of shutting down and ending, we all kind of like grouped together to play music together, and then we had a gig at a nudist festival, and that was kind of the one where we were like, well, we're getting paid, and we have like, you know, a few hours to fill, so maybe we should just, Caitlin and Tristan thought maybe they should just bring in some friends and Jordan as well. So Amy and I joined at that point and been doing it for about a year now.
I got to ask, at that nudist festival, did you have to play naked?
We didn't have to.
No.
Yeah. But we did.
But we did.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was the answer I was looking for. Yeah.
It's got to get hot up on that stage, man. Oh, no. I can't think about this
anymore.
With
no clothes on, you get the breeze and the...
Yeah, but sitting down on like a throne playing drums, though, that's not going to be fun either.
It wasn't so bad.
Maybe I'm just making the worst of it.
It's right in front of a pool. You can just jump in the pool
since
you're done. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I got to go to this thing now.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. So tell us about the show coming up on Saturday real quick.
The Water is Life show. It's a really awesome event. It's to promote awareness to the Florida aquifers and how important it is to stay hydrated and just about the water systems.
And it's at the CMC on Saturday?
Yep.
Cool. And you can get tickets at the door?
Yep.
Cool. And any other bands play with you guys? Or just you guys and some other cool like vendors and stuff happening out there, or what's going on? Just like a, you know, like speeches and stuff.
We said this like four times, like five minutes ago.
I know Dylan Rose is DJing. He's one of my favorite DJs in town.
So. Oh, cool.
And one of my very good friends, Josh Letterman, is playing in the Funky Miracle. Our other friend Emma is painting.
Oh, they're going to do a live mural there?
I think it's more like live painting on on canvas, but yeah, there will be live painting.
Okay, that sounds awesome. I'm really excited for that because I'm definitely going to that now. So how would you guys kind of describe your genre? Everybody's now heard three songs by you because everybody's been listening since the very start. How would you kind of describe your genre, what music you play?
Funky folk.
Funky folk.
Blues, heart music.
Hippie soul.
Hippie soul. I think that's what's on the website, right? I like that. I like the hippie soul. All right. So do you guys have any kind of like vision? Where do you see you guys going in the future?
We're all really at kind of a crossroads right now because I'm the drummer, Tristan, once again. And I'm going to be moving up to Philadelphia in a couple months. So that's going to happen. Jordan's got some big life changes and just kind of see what happens from here. It's always been a really organic experience being in this band. So I'm pretty sure we're going to continue on forever.
Forever and ever.
We will continue on forever.
We will.
I mean, it is hippie soul.
And like our current goals are just things like, hey, let's bring a better show every time we play one. We want better lights, better art, better sound, better songs. I mean, we want to, when we're at a place, our goal is to make that experience better for everybody in every way we can. You know, anything we can do to make it one up the experience we already bring, that's what we're going for.
Is there a favorite, to bank on that, is there a favorite experience you've brought to the audience that you want to talk about? Like a cool, if you had like a really cool artist there, or like the lights were just awesome at a place?
Besides your naked bodies. Besides being naked.
We've had a couple of really interesting, we played a funeral for one of our friends, and it was kind of his memorial party. And he was a lighting director at the jam where we all met. And
Mr. Ed Waldeck.
Yeah, Mr. Ed Waldeck. And we loved him, and we went out to play his show. And in one of the experiences we got to have there is he loved Pink Floyd, and so we played Wish You Were Here as kind of the end of the show, and they had the full laser rig going, and you know, it was just really special to be among all of our friends celebrating the life of somebody we cared about so much, and to have like his lights shining on us one last time and
doing what we loved and
doing what we love for him. It was a really wholesome experience for us at that moment.
So what has been being a band in Gainesville been like? Because all of you are also in other bands too, and you've been in Gainesville for a long time, especially when you talk about the jam, like in that family there. What has been being a band and being a part of the music scene in Gainesville mean to you guys? Not everybody at once.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not going to make a living playing music in Gainesville because there's so many of us. And so on that aspect, it's a little hard. But on the other hand, it's like we have a family here. Anywhere we go, we have friends. Like some of our friends just threw together and we recorded another live album in their living room, and it was just because we've been friends with them from the jam for the last 5 years. And it's you know, we play music with them all the time. They come to our parties, we go to their parties, and so it's a real tight-knit, real familial, you know. Everybody looks out for everybody else, and we all, you know, tell each other, hey, this guy's got a good gig going if you can get involved with it, and kind of spread the love. And helps us make our connections around town. Tristan hosts the open mic on Sunday nights at Coffee Culture, and that's another place where we meet a ton of local musicians, and it's real good to have that community here, and you don't feel isolated at all. Everybody has the same experiences and can relate to you.
So when you guys are playing a show, I got to ask, what's your drink of choice? I'm going to go around the room real quick and ask that question, starting off with
water.
Water? Oh, no. That's cool. Let's
say a 12-pack of Stone IPA.
Before the show?
During.
Okay.
Midnight Oil.
That's a great beer. The little coffee. Was that Swamp Head?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
I really like hot tea.
hot tea is great. You sing, right, as well? Uh-huh. Yeah, so hot tea is great for the singer.
Yeah,
I'm personally a fan of Two Hearted, but I do like a big cup of hot tea and a big cup of water. I'm a thirsty person. I got to get it all in.
Water is life, remember?
Water is life, coming up Saturday, right. 6 p.m., CMC.
Keep plugging it. I like that.
Just every 30 seconds, just interrupt somebody and just say, water is life this Saturday at CMC. Dylan Rose is playing with the other band. So you guys talked about recording an album in the living room for a friend. You also just got finished recording an album over at Skylabs. So with Jerry, right? So how was that experience recording over at Skylabs?
It was awesome. Jerry's amazing. Felt really comfortable. Real professional studio.
And he's devoted to his work. I mean, we stopped recording in the middle of it so he could build a little piece to hold a small cable in her banjolele. Like, he spent almost a half an hour building this tiny little piece just so there wouldn't be a hum.
Right.
He was like, this guy's the next level, man. He's awesome.
And you can see the passion he brings to, like, if he's adjusting a microphone stand, it's like, there's no messing around. Everything gets loosened just so. Everything gets repositioned and tightened. There's no, you know, everything is done with a real precision and a care for detail. And it really inspires you to bring that same level of dedication to what you're trying to do.
That's great. So you also recorded this album live, right?
Yeah, we're mostly a live band, and most of our interactions...
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys are alive. It's great. it's my favorite part of your band.
We don't tend to, like, record a whole lot of stuff, so our comfort zone is really that interpersonal connection while we're playing and making the songs happen, and so we really wanted to try to capture that on our album and make sure that our album was really honest to how we play our music. A lot of people want to go into a studio and make a very detailed, perfect, a perfection-driven album, and we're less perfection-driven and more heart-driven. We want you to feel the real emotion we have while we're doing it.
It's that hippie soul, right?
It's the hippie soul, and you can't like get that if everybody's in their own booth, not able to talk to each other and look at each other.
Definitely.
You definitely get a different vibe when you guys record live versus like tracking, you know, mm-hmm. songs. It brings everything together. It feels more stitched, you know. Do you guys have any pre-show rituals? Like, do you all get around and, like, chant, like, vows, 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 A-E-I-O-U?
I see what you did there. That was clever. That was a good one.
We always usually just kind of show up right there and start playing. Like,
you fumble around a little bit. We're kind of a distracted, flighty sort of band. And it's like, everybody moves in different directions, and it's like, finally, hey, guys, get on stage. Right now is the moment. Yeah. And suddenly we're all there, and we're playing, and it's wonderful. And then I get off stage, and it's like, tear everything down and move it. And again, everybody's going in different directions again.
Entropy, man. Entropy.
Sounds like some beautiful chaos happening.
That's one of our things. We are a ball of beautiful chaos.
Some real hippie soul and beautiful chaos. So do you guys have a certain instrument that you would want to add either to the band or just to have guests on a song or anything like that? Anything in particular you kind of would like to see added to this band? They're whispering, they're telling secrets.
Some form or fashion of like a synthesizer and a much nicer electronic melodica.
cool.
And another question we'd like to ask here is, who's the best musician in the band? I know it might be a little controversial. But like, who maybe knows the most theory, or just like who do you bank on for a lot of things? Maybe
I'm gonna go ahead and speak for all of us when I say Tristan Harvey over there has really got it all together. I mean, this guy plays drums and bass and guitar and sings, and he does all of it with an individual passion that most people can't bring to any given thing they do, and he brings that passion to everything. So we're all in it to win it. I mean, we all play and practice and work hard. But I mean, Tristan is an amazing human being, and
thanks, Russ.
Yeah. And real quick to follow up on that, if you had to change instruments with anybody in the band, we'll go on the room real quick. What instrument would you change with? Let's start off with Russ over here.
We actually do that pretty regularly. We all kind of trade off with each other, and I tend to go for the drums and let Tristan take over somewhere else.
Yourself?
Oh. I don't know. I feel like it'd be cool to play the trumpet. me and George could switch. We could get George to sing.
There you go.
I could play the ukulele.
Nice.
Man, that's a really good question, but I'd have to say I'd have to switch with bass, because that's kind of how it all started. Right before the Naked Bash, it was just me and Caitlin. I was playing bass, and she was playing banjo uke. Sometimes, like, we're playing songs, and I'm like, I got all these things in front of me. I just want a bass. Keep it simple.
Nice.
Yeah, Tristan and I actually held it down for about 2 years as a duo band. I'd probably trade with Jordan because he manages to play every instrument while we're performing.
Nice. So.
And I do want to give a quick anecdote. Like, that was actually how Tristan and I met. I met Tristan probably 5 or 6 years ago when the jam very first opened, and we would be the only two people in there. And so we would play. I would play drums, and he would play bass, and then we would switch, and we would just do that for hours at a time, entertaining ourselves. And so, when we first started Vowels, that was actually one of the things that brought us back in, brought me into the project again. Was Tristan was like, "Yeah, we could just trade off drums and bass like we always used to," and so that's part of where that connection comes from.
Yeah. So, what is the kind of the songwriting process kind of look like for you guys?
Most of the time, it starts with Caitlin. A lot of the songs she had originally written, and then we just kind of work together to make it all work for everyone. Add a jam part here, add a jam part there. There's a few songs. Russ wrote Float, which is going to be on the album we're about to put out. And that's, we just followed his lead and then made it work for everybody, just like we would with Caitlin's song. So Jordan's written a couple scenes too.
And then to that point, everybody in the band is a songwriter and everybody in the band sings, and we all kind of, we're familiar with the process, and it's like we try to help each other's ideas really shine and like make it a communal effort of like, nobody's ever told me what to play on the bass or what to play here. It's more like, this is the feel I feel right here. Can you help me make that a bigger, better thing?
Do you guys have a favorite song of yours that you maybe you've recorded or maybe it's not recorded, but just a favorite song that the band just really loves to play together?
I like playing Walking on the Moon.
Like by the Police?
Yeah.
That's a great song.
One of our personal favorites is the song Bliss, which is going to be on the song we recorded in our friend Josh's living room, or it's going to be on the future live album that we're working on mixing right now. And probably our favorite song on the blanking on the album title.
Is that the Little Dipper?
That's right. Is that the Little Dipper?
Our favorite. Vowels.bandcamp.com.
I'm going to say it a little slower. Vowels.bandcamp.com.
Okay. You said it wrong. Yeah. It's vowels. It's like owls.
It's vowels like owls. You said it too fast, though.
I know.
Bandcamp.com. So it's vowels like owls.bandcamp.com. Man, you got to learn this stuff, man. Gotta listen to people.
I'm out of control, man.
And so we have a song called Home that we really feel in our heart space about, and it's one of our very favorites to perform.
Nice. We're looking forward to you guys' show on Saturday at the CMC, 6 o'clock at the CMC. Yep. At the CMC at 6 o'clock.
Funky Miracle, Dylan Rose.
That'd be a good little time. Let's see. Do you have a favorite venue here in town that you guys love to play at? Maybe you've had like a really good experience there. Or it's just been a room.
Open or closed?
I'm not. So obviously it's the jam for you guys. So besides the jam, a place that you guys still go to.
Lucy's, man. I love playing Lucy's. Danny and Joy own that place, and they just do such a great job keeping the vibe there.
I like playing
that's
there
my
too.
Favorite place mm-hmm. to play right now.
I like Lucy's a lot. When was the last time you guys played there?
Feel like we played there like a month ago.
About a month and a half ago, we did a benefit show for our friend Lunchbox. Everybody send out good vibes to Lunchbox. He's been having some serious health issues, and we love him and hope he's doing better.
Real quick, Lunchbox is actually in our band too, but he just can't be here right now.
There you go. So I just had a great question. I completely forgot what it was.
Johnny Branch, you're fucking up, Ronnie Branch.
So what's
the band's inspiration? Where does it come from? Like, do you have maybe an artist you look up to, or a specific musician, or like a band that you kind of trying to emulate, maybe?
I mean, I feel like our band is just a mishmash of totally different people and musical influences, but I feel like we all resonate with just genuine heart music mm-hmm. coming from a good place.
One thing I try to do is try to emulate Chris Dave on drums. He just has a really interesting way of playing hip-hop in settings that aren't actually hip-hop. So there's a little bit of hip-hop in our rhythm. So that's because of Chris Dave. So.
Is there any new music that you guys are listening to or that you really have been enjoying that you just like found out on the radio? Or Spotify?
I'll definitely plug Kamasi Washington. It's a jazz cat that I've been way into recently, and everything he does just impresses me. It It reminds me of, like, the best parts of good, clean bebop jazz and, like, really grungy Miles Davis electric era soundscapes. And it's all together in a complete package. So Kamasi, Washington for me personally.
So what's next for Bowels after Saturday? Where are you guys looking to go from there?
The next real big thing we're doing is I'm throwing a going away party. As I said earlier, I'm going to Philadelphia. That's going to be on July 22nd. Everybody's invited. If you can hear this, you're invited to my going away party. but awesome. Other than that, we're going to play one more Naked Bash in August.
I think I had the Facebook invite to your birthday or going away party. Where's that going on at again?
It's at Blake's house.
Oh, it's at Blake's house. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. That'll be a nice little time. Who's all playing at that?
Every band that I'm currently in right now, my solo project, I'm working on the Duppies. Shouldn't have said that on the radio.
So now they have to go.
Loco Chino's definitely going to play. I got Johnny Saint Talah, a couple really great hip-hop MCs, local hip-hop MCs. So it's going to be fun, John.
You said the Duppies on the radio, so now they're required to go, right? That's how that works?
Yeah, that's my leverage. That's my leverage.
Yeah, right. Perfect. We had them on about 2 weeks ago, right? Or was it last
word,
week?
Word.
That's awesome. It was recent we had them on.
It was one or the other.
Yeah, that was a good time with Brian and Ryan. They're good guys.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those cats. Especially DK.
Drummer Daniel. That guy's awesome. So you're going to play a Naked Bash. So are you guys excited to play Naked Bash again this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's always a good time.
Are all of you going to play naked again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not cold.
Yeah, we played the winter one, and it was 40 degrees.
Oh, no.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, we didn't play naked that time.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you guys coming out here on Going Rogue Radio. If you want to catch the Vows, you're going to check out their live show on Saturday at the CMC at 6 p.m. You can get tickets there at the door. Check out their music at vowslikeowls.bandcamp.com. It's been a pleasure having you guys in the studio. What are you doing?
And they have a website.
Yeah?
It's vowslikeowls.com.
Anything else you want to plug as well?
I do. I really want to say an extra special thank you to Jerry King for helping us get our music out and do what we want to do and being really respectful of the musical process and working with us to make sure that we got what we wanted out of it. And so definitely if you guys want to record an album and want really professional recording, Skylab is a great place to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Vows, for hanging out with us here on Going Rogue Radio. It's been a pleasure, and party on, Gainesville.
We love you.
Yay.